Arrow Hotline. We got quarterback Jordan Oldorp. Jordan, thank you for joining the show. Thank you so much.
What's up? Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Jordan, did I pronounce your last name right, Oldorp?
Yes, sir, you did. Last week, Brennan mispronounced it, but you got it.
I know. I was like, I think I got it. And then I was like, hold on. I know there was a kid, Oldorp, that went to Georgetown, but it can't be the same. And like, lo and behold, it is you. First off, can we talk about what you've been doing this offseason, you know, to stay shaping and safe and in shape during coronavirus?
You know, I've just been trying to wear a mask as much as possible, but like for working out, I've been going to Sacrifice Training and working with Eric. Shout out him and Bryson over there, and then working with my private QB coach, Brian Peabod.
Okay, now before we talk about Hendrickson, I know like your Eagle family still loves you. Can you kind of talk about what Georgetown taught you as you move on to your next chapter?
So the coaches over there, they taught me a lot. They taught me how to be a great man, a great teammate to everybody. Coach Beatty, he really pushed us hard. Like, he showed us, or like, he is the first person that really taught me how to read defenses, I guess, like in a high level. And watching film with him and stuff like that, like, I never really looked at it into it as much as I did before. Like, I started working with him at Georgetown, so grateful for that.
So going from a school like Georgetown that's, like, again, one of those storied programs, like deep playoff runs every year, and really has an offense that's going to throw the ball around, going to a school like Hendrickson, where it's, like, kind of really an up-and-coming school, it's solidified in the area, but, I mean, they've had great quarterbacks, but they've always been kind of a school that you think, like, oh, man, they're just a quarterback away. Can you talk a little bit about the opportunity for you here at a school like Hendrickson?
Yeah, I'm really excited. These receivers that I'm going to have with me, they're playmakers, like, Xavier Lucio, Jaden Williams. We have another guy. He's going to be a junior, Sydney. He's like all three of those guys. I can't wait to throw the ball to him there. I think we're going to really show everybody what we're about this year. Just can't wait for it.
So since the camp schedules and 7-on-7 like kind of got nixed, how were you able to like hit up those guys on social media or get their numbers and meet up with those guys to start building some chemistry yet?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've been going to our field at Hendrickson a lot, almost every day, really, just working on our connection and chemistry and stuff like that.
And so what can people expect from that Hendrickson offense next year?
a lot of passing yards and touchdowns. We're gonna
all right. Turn up. Turn up, Jordan. Okay, Jordan Older. Jordan, thank you so much, man. I'm really glad that you're getting an opportunity to shine at a great program. You deserve it. You've been working hard. This is your destiny, man. Before we let you go, who you shouting out to?
Yeah, so I got a couple. Okay. First, my little brothers, Jaden and Justin. And then my teammates, Kyler, Brennan, X, and Jaden, like I said earlier. James, Tyree, my O-line, which they got, Garrett and Deontay actually got some offers earlier today.
They did from McMurray.
Yes, sir, yeah. And then other than that, just Coach Charles at Max Performance and my boy at Georgetown, Noah Maidlow. Love him wearing number 7 now.
Oh, that's who got 7? Okay. Anytime people transfer, you're like, I'm going to get my number, man. Has somebody been spying on my number this whole time? All right, Jordan Oldorp. Dude, this dude is a stud. He's going to star at Hendrickson next year. We'll talk to you later this fall. Thank you, Jordan.